On the far edge of hearing, a voice implored him to die. He closed his eyes again.
Senator?
Come on, Bale said, sliding an arm beneath his shoulders. Up now. We don't have much time.
Time? Time for what? Please, leave me alone.
Bale hauled him to his feet, then swung him around. The damaged knee protested, and then gave way. Both his knees gave way as he stared at the Sith Temple and felt its malevolence crash upon him. I know, said Bale, supporting him as he shivered. I'm sorry, but we have to go in there. You have to find what we need. I can't tell. The black wind was howling inside his skull, trying to batter him into submission. Dark side domination, the brutality of might.
There are artifacts, he said, his tongue thick and clumsy.
Lots of them, but I don't know what any of them do.
Of course you don't.
He dragged himself free of Bale's supporting arm, struggled to hold on to the unraveling threads of his sanity, made himself look at the temple, at the Sith's beating heart.
You shouldn't have gone in there, Bale. Nothing Sith is safe.
I had to, said Bale. I had to see.
Yes, all right. But now you have to stay here.
No, said Bale, grabbing his arm again. Wait, you can't go in there alone. We can... Again, he freed himself.
I said, stay here.
He snarled and turned his back on the man who'd helped him get this far alive. Dimly, he was aware of Bale behind him, struck silent. But he couldn't afford to worry about the man's feelings. Couldn't afford to think of anything but surviving long enough to defeat the Sith. Walking, limping toward the temple's tall open doors sent his mind reeling. It was like trying to walk into an inferno or swim through a tidal wave. He put his head down and pushed back, pushed through, feeling the drag against his bones and in his blood, feeling the Sith's hatred corroding him like acid.
Die, Jedi! Die, Jedi! Die, Jedi! Die!
The urge to surrender was almost overwhelming. Surrender, succumb, fall down and find peace. Let the darkness close over him, let the pain finally end. But that would make him Xanatos. Qui-Gon Jinn deserved better. Bail Organa deserved better, because surrender would kill him too and make his wife a widow. And Anakin deserved better, much better than a master who would willingly give himself to the Sith.